Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Miko and Neve with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, singer, songwriter and activist Mia Bloom is among a group of protesters currently blockading and disrupting aerospace and defense company Farah Engineering in Tingapo this morning. Farah Engineering is responsible for supplying over 100 parts for the F-35 program to aerospace companies Lockheed Martin and Northrop Grumman, according to their website. The F-35 jet is also among the aircraft used by the Israeli Defense Force in their ongoing genocide in Gaza, according to a UN report in September of last year. Among these parts include the Alternate Mission Equipment, or AME, weapon adapters for the F-35. AME is equipment such as pylons, launchers, and bomb racks that can be adapted to the mission needs of the fighter jet. The protest is currently expected to continue throughout the day and is currently developing. The operating license of aerial surveillance company Ag Air has been cancelled after the 2023 plane crash that killed 3 staff members. The firefighting surveillance aircraft owned by Victorian company Ag Air crashed near Concluri in rural Queensland while completing contract work for the Queensland Fire Department. Reports found that the crash was entirely preventable and had been caused by a long-standing pressurization issue with the aircraft that caused the pilot to suffer from hypoxia. Australia's Civil Aviation Safety Authority has cancelled AGAIR's Air Operator Certificate and revoked the Aerial Work Certificate. They stated online that AGAIR failed to ensure that maintenance was carried out as required in the lead-up to the crash. In national news, Australia's number of whooping cough cases has reached a record high, consistent with the nationwide decline of Australia's childhood vaccination rates. According to a recently released report on the health sector of government services, the number of whooping cough cases in 2024 and 2025 marked the highest level recorded in Australia in the last 35 years. The report found that the average rate of the highly contagious respiratory disease rose to nearly 800 cases per 100,000 children in the 2024 to 2025 period, an increase from the average of 200.1 per 100,000 in the 2023 to 2024 report. Infectious disease experts say that the surge in cases is likely linked to the continuing decline of childhood immunization rates. Whooping cough, which is a potentially fatal disease, is vaccine preventable.
There are talks of implementing tougher immigration laws within the Australian Liberal Party. New leader Angus Taylor stated on Friday that the door must be shut to people who don't align with Australian values. The party is yet to announce any policies, but are discussing a controversial approach to immigration, inspired by a recent policy introduced by the Labour Party in the UK. Under this policy, if a country refused to take back its citizens who had been rejected by Australia, then Australia could ban that country's citizens from getting visas. Additionally, Taylor wrote a letter to the PM this morning calling for a bipartisan spending audit of the budget to jointly identify areas where spending restraint can be exercised. This is part of a broader realignment taking place in right-wing politics and a rise in conservatism in Australia and overseas. In international news, the High Court in the United Kingdom has ruled that the government's decision to deem Palestine Action a terrorist group was unlawful and disproportionate. The laws were found to breach fundamental rights of freedom and expression and freedom of assembly. The British government intends to appeal the court's ruling. The protest group Defend Our Jury says since the ban came into effect last July, more than 2,700 people have been arrested, facing a 14-year prison punishment. The UK branch of Amnesty International says the ruling matters for everyone, as the right to protest has been under sustained and deliberate attack. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 20 degrees with an expected maximum of 27, with humidity at 73%. The fire danger is low, and the UV index is currently 1, which is in the low band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zz.org.au.
Thanks, Neve and Miko, for those 8 o'clock bulletins. Look forward to hearing more at 9. Before Zedlines, we listened to Eunuch with a song called Trauma Sickness of Dissertations. We also heard the new one from Kim Gordon, which is called Dirty Tech, off a forthcoming album called Play Me that's due out on the 13th of the 3rd. And at the top of that last bracket, we had Watership Lounge with Mark's Gain, off the people they named Cyclones after. We're going to go to a new track from Radium Dolls now. This is the appropriately titled Radio. You're listening to Suffering Jukebox here on 4ZZZ.